This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Before we get talking, shout out Sky River Casino, man. Happy birthday to Sky River Casino as well.
Yeah, man, 3 years old. I'll never forget the day I saw they were open. That was iconic.
Oh, it was amazing because you were there.
Yeah, I was. I didn't even know.
Was your mom there the night before?
No, so it was just a normal morning.
But it was a... Well, it was a soft launch, right?
Well,
isn't that what it was? Like, it wasn't the official, open.
What is
well, they never, they never did one. So what they did was at, let's just say it was a, I went on a Thursday. I don't know what day it was, but on a Thursday, that's when I went. At midnight, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, midnight, they put out on their Facebook, shh, we're open. And that was the open. They did it that way. So I wake up, and I'm getting ready for the show. It's like 9
KC,
a.m.
big Facebook guy.
well, no,
I had no idea.
I didn't see it.
Oh.
I didn't see it. But I wake up, the getting ready for the show. It's like 8:30, 9 o'clock. We had taken the kids to school. Well, there was only one kid at the time. We had taken Reese to school. And Jasmine goes, hey, Sky River's open. I said, no, it's not. It's going to open like in a couple weeks. She said, no, I'm looking right now. Somebody's there. I said, they are there. I said, let's go over there. We went over there like 8:30. They were open. And then word had gotten out throughout the day that they were open. Mm-hmm. And we went back that night. And it was a zoo that night.
Oh, I bet.
It was... where you get off on 99, it was like all the way to like Consumnis River Drive where the line was going to get off. It was crazy. Great place though.
And that my favorite thing about 3 years of Sky River is it's been 3 years of D'Lo and KC and Sky River.
Yeah, man.
We haven't. Do you want to talk about what you're doing next week?
Yeah, man. We are going to have the coaches show with Coach Brennan Marion at 32 Bruce Street, live. It's going to be 5:30 to 7 at 32 Bruce Street. We're going to talk to Coach Marion. We're going to talk to some of the players as they get ready to kick off their season against South Dakota State. I think this is going to be a big-time season for Sac State football. So, yeah, we're going to be there next on August 27th. Everything's moving. I think that's a Wednesday.
Yep.
Next Wednesday at 32 Brew Street, August 27th, 5:30. Be there for the coach's show live. It's also going to air on ESPN 1320 live as well, which I didn't know about that till recently.
Well, there's a lot I didn't know about until until that email came through. And
that's it. Oh
man, you talk.
Oh my god.
Oh, okay. Like, all right.
Oh man, I yeah. Do a look.
They looked at Kenny and said, "There's always a plan B."
Oh my god!
All right. Didn't really know how to feel at first. Well, I was like,
"Well, look, check this out." I ain't gonna say, but somebody came to me yesterday, like, "Hey, are you going to practice on Friday?" So who's practice? Yes, Sac State practice. Oh, it's gonna be there, right? I don't know nothing about this.
I know who that was. That was JC. That was absolutely JC.
About this?
Yeah, he sent us an email. I was like, JC, I got an 8 o'clock meeting. Like, I can't make that. Oh, no problem. Just wanted to let you know. Then the second email goes out, and I'm like, JC, you want to? And we'll feel you, it's the coach's show hosted by KC. And I thought, huh. This contract negotiation is going way worse than I realized. It's like they already phasing me out.
Not at all. Not at all.
First, I get Leezy and KC radio show host on
now that was
on Instagram. Like Leezy and KC
radio
out here.
Show host and, Leezy.
And it's just phrased as Leezy and KC as if he's just sliding right into that seat, no problem. Now we got the coach's show with KC. He was like, I need to take a hint. I tell you what, it took an uncomfortably long time for me to open the door this morning. I was like, hey, my pass isn't working.
Oh, no.
That's the shoot.
Not Jamal Adams.
No, look at the camera. Like, I was out there probably for a minute. If Jesse had showed up,
I saw you?
If Jesse had showed up 10 seconds earlier, it would have been me looking at my phone like, I guess this is it.
I had a dream about them walking me out. A couple days ago.
Who's them?
The powers that be here. I guess it was Aaron, but I couldn't really see the face. They were walking me out.
Hey, Cuba Gooding.
I do. They had had enough. No. Finally listened to the show. He's like, y'all be talking too crazy.
No. It'll be the KC show starting tomorrow at, whenever KC wants. Jesse asked, excuse me, Jesse asked, he threw some notes in here that just kind of got me thinking, and I don't know if this is what you and I think Hammer were talking about the other day, but he asked about Keon, and he asked if Keon Ellis is like a true building block for the Sacramento Kings. And we get so stuck sometimes on like the guy, like the Cade Cunningham types, the Paolo Banqueros, and then, you know, you could go up into the highest echelon of guys, but in terms of young players with young teams, you know, it's that, like, I have a little bit of skepticism about Detroit, and not that I don't, but it's just, I don't really know what last year was. So I want to see it again, but I have a lot of confidence in them because they have the guy. They have Cade. Same with Orlando. Orlando making all of these moves, you know, going, you know, giving up those draft picks because they thought Desmond Bane is the player that they needed to push them into a different level of Eastern Conference play. I'll buy into that because they have the guy. And we get so fixated on the guy, the Victor Wembanyamas, the building around those A1 players, that sometimes I think we forget building blocks can be other guys. You know, if you've been with us for a while, we're talking about Andre Roberson, you know, earlier. Andre Roberson may not have necessarily been a building block. He didn't get the opportunity to be a building block in Oklahoma City, but if you can remember that time with the Thunder, he was so extremely important to what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And the biggest problem was when he would miss time. And he missed a lot of time. But he was important. And you look at you look at guys like Andre Iguodala for the Golden State Warriors. He wasn't the Iguodala of the Denver Nuggets, but he was really important to what they were doing from a leadership standpoint, from a defensive standpoint, from, you know, like an IQ and a coaching standpoint, all of those different things. And I kept looking at Keon feeling like I've been kind of indecisive on him, But I do feel like he's a building block for the Sacramento Kings, or I do feel like he can be a building block for the Sacramento Kings. And I think last year was so, you know, it sounds like we're constantly making excuses for last year's basketball team. But the fact is, whether you're high on this team or low on this team or whatever the case may be, there are a lot of excuses to why they weren't good last year. And they don't have any of those this year. Mm-hmm. But from Mike to De'Aaron to the, you know, acclimating with DeMar DeRozan and doing it halfway through the season with Zach LaVine, those are all there. Not being able to have a solidified role for Malik Monk, like all of those different things. Again, all of those are gone. They don't get any of those passes this year. But I look at Keon, like, when you listen to Doug talk, but really, when you listen to Scott Perry talk, it feels like when he's describing players and volunteers and not hostages and IQ players focused on the defensive end, guys who are willing to work, like, what of those characteristics doesn't Keon Ellis fit? I feel like he fits all of them. And again, he's not A1 player. Mm-hmm. He's not the Paolo. He's not the Cade. But, man, he could be really, really important to what this team is looking to do in the future.
I agree. I love what he brings to the table and who he is as a basketball player. One of the things that me and Hammer and some other guys, not some other guys, but Kyle Madsen, Jesse, got into was, is he the type of player that you stop whatever your ultimate plan is for? And like I said, if your plan is to restructure this roster, rebuild this roster, gain assets and things of that nature, is anything with Keon an automatic no-go? And that's where I think we kind of differ a little bit. And, Brooke, are we staying here or are we going?
Let's go.
Okay. And I'll explain specifically the scenario I brought up. I don't know if you heard it, but the scenario I brought up when it comes to Keon.
Let's go, and then Kenny will explain to us the return of flip side as well. So it's a really eventful Wednesday here. I'll just get just so everybody gets used to it. It's the Kenny Caraway Show here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 13.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Having a big creative meeting this week. Talk about Baker Family Wines, hey. Man, because we are working on our first event. They're going to let me be a part of this one. We're working on our first event over at Baker Family Wines. We are so happy to have this partnership with Dusty Baker and his Hall of Fame staff over at Baker Family Wines. And if you're not aware, if you haven't followed them on social media, if you haven't been to the website, they got stuff going on every day, mm-hmm. from music to trivia. Games, like it's not like just some show up, have a glass of wine, and leave. Like there's activities, as Step Brothers once said. It's jumping off, if we're being honest. Over at Baker Family Wines, join Dusty's Clubhouse for exclusive releases and tasting room specials. Dusty's Clubhouse is essentially his wine club. I was talking to our man Bill over the weekend. Bill, very big wine guy. He's like, man, you got to join the clubs. The clubs is where it's at.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing with BakerFamilyWines.com. We're a part of Dusty's Clubhouse. We want to associate with Hall of Famers, and that's what we're able to do through this amazing partnership with Dusty and his winemakers.
So you gave a lot of great information, and it was great. Like, that's enough.
Thank
I'm sold already.
No, thank you.
But I got to go to Napa for all this, right?
No, West Sacramento. Sorry.
I got to go to Lodi.
Sacramento.
So it's in Sacramento.
West Sacramento.
No. Damn.
Now Amador County, none of that.
Damn.
West Sacramento.
Yeah.
Man.
That's a good look.
BakerFamilyWines.com. Join Dusty's Clubhouse and be on the lookout. September is going to be a very busy month for your boys. And football season will be here. Mm-hmm. Training camp will be starting. Mm-hmm. And even though summer will be behind us, we're going to be outside.
Oh, for sure.
We're going to be outside.
Oh,
so,
for sure.
We will start to announce our variety of different plans, some that include Baker Family Wines, mm-hmm. some that include Sky River Casino, mm-hmm. some that involve the Las Vegas Raiders and mm-hmm. football. So we've got all of that ahead, man, and we're really excited about that. And since we're on football, before we get back to Keon Ellis, sorry, did you say flip side? Is back.
Flip side coming back.
So a couple of questions. Back. We're sure.
Come hell or high water.
Wow. Okay. So what do we do when someone says on the flip side? Do we do the thing?
We can
do the. Kiss. You got to do the. You got to do the Undertaker gift thing where he sticks his hand out from under the dirt. He's alive now.
Oh.
Okay, so someone says on the flip side, we just
that, yeah.
That's like, isn't that like the Big Show's choke slam sign?
Yeah, just don't do the choke sign then. Don't do a choke. Do it as if you're coming out from the ground.
We can salute it now because it's just salute. Like, hey, we acknowledge it's here.
We have to we have to acknowledge it's alive now.
Yeah, okay.
It didn't even go away. Like Kenny said, it was
so
gone.
A salute,
like,
is acknowledging its life.
Yeah, we here. I see you.
Okay,
because I can see you.
On the flip side,
I remember you.
Okay. Oh wow,
that's
we
what
have
that was.
Question. What is flip side? This is new for some.
All right. Shout out West Sac. Well, right. Yeah, well, that's a, mm-hmm. hey, that's a good point. This is a fair point.
It's been a couple
flip
years.
Flip side died years ago.
Yes.
All right, noob.
No, this is,
well,
well,
hey,
well to be fair,
that's not fair.
We're 5 years into this thing. Flip side comfortably died.
What, 2 years
ago? 3 years ago? Two, three years ago? We were at home, I think, when flip side died. The 49ers.
Like, pet fish.
The 49ers would lose, and people was like, where's flip side? Oh, man, I couldn't get it together today. You'd have the people who didn't like the 49ers waiting, just begging. Can't wait for Flipside to be back. Oh, the clips. Oh, the website. I don't know. And then all of a sudden, Flipside
was dead. Coming back.
And
I'm sorry for the haters. You're not going to have that many games where you're going to be happy.
There'd be a weekend or two where teams
I've seen the schedule.
Yeah, I had to go to this wedding. I was just super busy. Something came up, blah, blah, blah. Yep. Or just the thing was down. The website was down.
Yep.
Actually, like, just being serious. I was like, oh, yeah, Kenny, you just didn't want to play it this week or whatever.
So for West Sac Kings fan, after every 49ers game, I would take the opposing team's audio and play some of the highlights. If it was a 49ers win, like, every time the Niners were doing good, they get the highlight. I'd have a good time with it, laugh, and it'd be all good. Now, I would do this as well if the Niners were losing or lost the game. And I would play the other team's highlights from the other radio call, like Paul Allen or something like that, when something happened good for the other team. And inexplicably, where I used to get the audio from, they just didn't let it happen one time.
You ever notice that no one knows where the audio came from, just Kenny?
Well...
It's true.
I can't say that.
Okay.
I can't. I'll text you guys. I can't say that, though.
You don't owe us any explanation. I always wondered how many people thought Flipside was like a friend of ours who passed away. Or maybe like a... Like a listener. Like
Bernie Mac's character on Above the Rim, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's Flip. Not... That was Flip. Like, it's like, hey, yo, we lost our guy Rory. Yeah. Like our man, Roar Dog, RIP to our man, you know, Roar Dog. Every time of a vet conversation, Roar would love today's gosh. Show.
Oh.
Wait till y'all see.
I know he listening.
Yeah. Wait. I just had a thought. All of this entire thing was just came from a conversation. But I wondered, like, do people think, like, Flipside is someone who died?
Flipside.
Just Kenny's will to do the bit that season died.
Is that thing you texted in the group too? Is that still a thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, it is.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's low key ass too.
No,
it's not.
I enjoyed it.
Is that when they gave it to me for 3 months? And I think it's terrible.
When they put it in the car, I was like, this is it. I love it.
Oh, I hate it. I hate it. Absolutely. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I don't like it from 3 to 7, but other than that, I love it.
Good call. Well, 12 to 4 would be great. Don't listen to it from 12 to 4 either.
Or 4 to 6.
Or that. Or 10 to 12. I'm not sure. I don't know. So Flipside's coming back this season. That's good to know.
Charlie also said, like, we can get it done.
Okay.
When we're having issues, he's like, look, we can get this done. And I said, all right, Charlie.
Baby steps. Let's do one thing at a time here. All right. Let's get Damian a contract, please.
Well, I think we might be past that.
We're past Neely.
We're past.
How many seats does that brown truck have?
Well,
we got the brown truck now. Well, you got access to it.
No, here's Jay-Z over here.
You got access to the brown truck now. Whatever truck you want to, you could just be whipping it around.
But yeah, we're not whipping anything around here. Not on this show.
Oh, man.
We were having a conversation about
Keon. Oh, damn. Yo, that'd be crazy.
Come on, Scooter.
That would be crazy.
Hey, okay. What would that be the equivalent to?
I don't think we've seen nothing like that.
I don't think there is a wrestling.
I'm trying to think right now.
Is that showing up on Fox Sports?
Did we just hit? Yeah, this one doesn't apply to wrestling for the first time.
Scooter's the first person to ever create a scenario that we just leaves us speechless.
This is even beyond Tyson biting Evander Holyfield's ear. This is just crazy.
Yeah. And much like the other guy, y'all would never be able to find me or know I exist. We were having a conversation a few minutes ago that I probably launched into a little bit too early, but my excitement after being gone for 2 days, I just have so many things that I want to talk to you guys about.
Well,
one of them was Keon.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you, I think, for the first time. Not for the first time in that, like, all of a sudden I believe in Keon's talent or believe in anything. It's for the first time, like, I've tried to give true thought to what I think Keon Ellis could be for this basketball team. And I think Jesse posed the question to, like, is Keon a building block for this team? Mm-hmm. And I think he can be. I think he is. I think he should be. And I think when Scott Perry talks about what he wants in players that wear this uniform, I think he's describing to a certain degree Keon Ellis. Mm-hmm. And again, it doesn't have to be your main guy. And I know you and Hammer and Kyle and Jesse had some conversations while I was away. But I don't know where you guys landed on this, but I think Keon should absolutely be a part of the Sacramento Kings' future moving forward.
I do too.
And this is from two people who have said you can get rid of anyone on this team. Mm-hmm. Literally anyone.
I do too. I want to be perfectly clear when I say that. I think Keon Ellis, much like you said, is the type of player this franchise needs. He's in the mold of the head coach and how mm-hmm. he likes the game to be played and people to compete. He's in the mold of the way I like to see players out there competing and playing. I want Keon Ellis here. And I think he is somebody that you can help build around. But the conversation kind of came up because we were talking about, I think the insiders were talking, well, Jesse was talking about, like, hey, you may be staring at telling Keon he can't start for 2 years. He's going to be making minimal money. Would he even want to be here because of that? Because he's stuck on the bench behind a Zach LaVine because of a bad contract or whatever. And I said, that's when I'd have that conversation with Keon. It wouldn't be contentious or nothing, but it would be in the vein of what we've talked about. I want willing participants, not hostages, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And if I'm Scott Perry, I'm talking to him and I'm saying, hey, this is the reality of what's going on. We want you here. We want you a part of this. But you got to let me know right now if this is something you're not interested in, and we'll look to accommodate you.
Mm-hmm.
And then James, and I think everybody was kind of like, well, no, the answer is to bench Zach LaVine and start Keon Ellis. And I said, I
don't agree with that.
I don't see it that way.
I don't agree with that.
And then, and this is the scenario I was talking about, I said, well, what do you think if you traded Keon Ellis, which I'm not trying to, but if he don't want to be here, that was the crux of what I was saying. Anybody that doesn't want to be here, let's look to move.
And go.
Mm-hmm. Like that, I understand why you might not want to be here. You got your reasons. Cool. We're trying to build something where we want people who are invested in trying to make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try and accommodate you. And I said, well, what do you think you could get for Keon Ellis? And James was like, probably a first-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
And I said,
mm-hmm.
no disrespect. Mm-hmm. But if you're true, I don't agree with that, but if you are accurate in that, and Keon is saying he don't want to go, or he doesn't want to be here, yeah, like, that's the deal I'm making. I get a first-round pick. Because then I laid out the scenario where you guys already don't think the Kings are going to be any good. So you don't think they're any good. You get a first-round pick from them just being bad. You can move on from Keon Ellis on a bad team and get an extra first round pick that helps you in your rebuild and what you're trying to do asset wise and roster building wise.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see him go, but how are you in a position not to do that? No disrespect for a guy like Keon Ellis, who as much of a building block as he is, as much as I love him, I think you can find those type of players for a good deal and cheap and all this other stuff in the draft. Keon himself was undrafted.
Mm-hmm.
If you got guys that know what they're doing, you can find guys like that. Like you're able to add an asset, a first round asset in that situation. Yeah, I'm 100% open to that. And that's kind of where the conversation was.
Yeah, I think Hammers, a first round pick seems like a reach for Keon.
You would think it would be like a good team. So like, would the Nuggets give you a first rounder for Keon? I could see a world maybe.
I mean, I guess if there's a good basketball team with multiple first round picks.
Why would they give you a first though if he doesn't even have a contract extension right now?
The understanding that he's going to sign a contract with you.
Oh, I guess. But
yeah. I mean, it's that. I
think you just let him go to free agency.
I also don't think that the Kings... I also don't think that Keon's future with the Kings is cooked because the extension didn't work out this offseason. I think there are plenty more ways for things to work out for Sacramento and Keon. And I have to believe from the little I know of Scott Perry and the way that he moves, if Keon Ellis is a part of Sacramento's future, he knows that already.
I agree.
And I, again, could absolutely be wrong. I don't think I am. I think Keon Ellis will be a King, and I think that that's been discussed. Hey, we're trying to make a few moves financially that will put us in a better long-term position with you on this team. I know that's not comforting because it means you can't get your money right now. You're going to get your money. You're going to get it from us. We do not want you to go anywhere. This is a very simple timing transaction. If we sign you in 6 months versus signing you right now, that gives us more flexibility. Again, I could be wrong, but I don't feel like Scott Perry moves in an underhanded way. I don't feel like Scott Perry moves in a vindictive way. And I don't feel like, if you're talking about hostages versus volunteers, I don't feel like Scott Perry is going to start off his time as the general manager of the Sacramento Kings in a way that creates divisiveness with a player who could potentially be really important for them moving forward.
I agree. I agree. And I agree with also what you said about, I think they've already had the conversation and they are already on the same page. That doesn't mean Keon is like thrilled with the situation that he's in, but I also don't think he like wants out. Like, I think he's open at the very least to working with the Kings, working with Scott Perry, and trying to be part of what they're trying to do. Brian in the chatty house says, trying to find a guy when you already have one is a wild, though. Quit with door number three. Take the prize you got. Tyler, he says, to try and draft a player like Keon. He's already in the building, shoots 40% from three, and plays defense. I don't mean to be dismissive or disrespectful to Keon. You guys, I'll explain it again just because I value him that much, but you guys know how I feel about Keon. I love that dude. I want him here. You can go on any roster in the NBA and find a player like that. You can. That doesn't mean it's not valuable. That doesn't mean anything. I just literally,
I think Kings fans would argue there isn't one here. There hasn't been one here.
Then you've got, but you can go find that guy. Like, you, Haywood Highsmith, he doesn't shoot at the same level as Keon Ellis, but he's the type of guy you're talking about. He shoots 38% from three. This is a defender, 3-and-D guy. You know, can guard multiple positions at, what is he, 6'5". Mm-hmm. I just randomly, like literally, I just randomly went to different rosters. Abaji on the Raptors, that's another guy that you can just find. Lou Dort and Caruso were undrafted guys. Like, they're not, like, you have to find the right guy and find it. Keon Ellis was undrafted. The Kings found this. You can find those type of guys all over the place. And what I'm saying is, if you're getting assets in return that can help with your roster building and help with you trying to rebuild and remold this roster, I wouldn't have, there's damn near nobody on the roster that I would let get in the way of that. Mm-hmm. And Keon Ellis is included in that. Like, I wouldn't not get assets and try what I needed to do to help build this roster because I didn't want Keon Ellis to go. Mm-hmm. If he wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to say, we're not even having this conversation. Like, if he's saying that he's committed, which I think we both agree, he's here, he's locked in, he's with Scott Perry, and the Kings want him. I don't want to say I'm not listening to no trade offers, but I'm not listening. I don't have any interest. Even if the Nuggets do call, it's like, hey, we'll give you. Nah, he wants to be here. He's part of what we're doing. So that's the caveat in looking to move on from him, was if he didn't want to be here.
And there's at least right now no indication that that's reality. Mm-hmm. Right, that is a hypothetical scenario. And I think when you break down the different things that Keon Ellis potentially does, it's the, for me, it's one of the main reasons, if the reason, there shouldn't be a conversation about Keon in place of Zach LaVine in the starting lineup is, I believe he can be a greater volume shooter. I mean, he shot like, I think he went up from four times the year prior to, I believe it was just shy of six last year. That's terrific. That's not a starting two guard shooting numbers. Mm-hmm. like he needs to be well into the double digits of shot attempts, and you can, you know, you can hype the, was it 43% from three. Okay, like as long as that volume is there, because there's been a lot of talk about Doug and 53s and Domas and De'Aaron, or excuse me, DeMar, and these different guys that don't shoot enough. Well, you can't make the argument that putting Keon Ellis in the starting lineup is going to fix that, mm-hmm. especially if you're taking Zach LaVine out. Mm-hmm. So regardless of what his role is, whether they find some way to have him in the starting lineup next year or as a key cog coming off the bench, I think the volume of shots he takes has to go up, mm-hmm. both if you know in the two-point range and in the three-point range. I think he should also be a lot more aggressive in getting to the basket, because I think he does that pretty effectively, and he can get to the foul line. Mm-hmm. You can't remove a 20-plus point-per-game scorer just because you don't like him from the starting lineup.
I agree.
That's like I think there's this idea, and I this is fresh in my mind, and I can say all of this because today's Wednesday. James will be with us in a couple hours. He'll be with us at 3 o'clock, hour and a half. And I can bring this back to him. Like, James has a specific type of basketball player that he likes. It's not the Zach LaVine type. And if you were listening today, it's not the Cam Thomas type. Mm-hmm. And I don't know exactly what type of player Cam Thomas is, but I know what type of player Cam Thomas is on the Brooklyn Nets. And I don't know that that's necessarily the same thing. Because if Jordy Fernandez is out there telling me, like, look, man, you're going to have to cook. We don't have a lot of options for you. You're going to be our primary scorer. We can work some things, maybe try to move the ball around, maybe try to get to Claxton, maybe try to do these different things. That's all fine. But you're our primary scorer. That's the role that has been put upon him. And if he does that in a way that's effective for his numbers, clearly the game plan establishes this isn't the best basketball team. So to frame someone as if we know exactly who they are because of the way they play on a specific team, one that we all acknowledge, it's one of the two teams under the cap. They're not very good. Then it's a bit unfair to go, yeah, Cam Thomas just isn't a good basketball player. It's not conducive to winning. I don't know that that's necessarily true. I just know that Cam Thomas plays a certain way on Brooklyn. Zach LaVine is an offensive player. And, oh, man, how many times is he hasn't won championships. He hasn't won playoff series. He hasn't done the. Okay, it doesn't mean he's a bad basketball player. We've got to make up our mind on whether that Chicago team he was on was good or not, because I don't think people can decide. If they just use whatever fits their argument. Zach LaVine's a good ball player, and there isn't a player good enough to take him out of the starting lineup for. Keon Ellis is absolutely good enough to play a really, really high level of basketball. Keon Ellis is good enough to be slotted as the either literal or figurative sixth man for the Sacramento Kings. And he's good enough to be in the conversation for that award at the end of the year. Of course, he can only win it if he starts the final 20 games of the season and is effective like Naz Reid did. Naz Reid, very good basketball player. Yeah. But Keon should be an integral part of what Sacramento is doing moving forward this year and beyond.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll say this. Maybe I lean more towards player. Like if I was a coach, if I was Doug Christie, I lean more towards being a player's coach or protecting the players a little bit, because I would look at the guys that are on this roster, and if I've had conversations with them, if I've gone through training camp and, you know, we're in a good space and they understand what I expect of them and what we're trying to establish as a group, I probably would, and rightfully so, not like, oh, I guess this is just what you have to do. Like, no, legitimately, in real life, give LaVine, DeRozan, those guys the benefit of the doubt. Let's try it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start with trying this out. We had a conversation. I told you what I was looking for out of you, what this team needed, what this roster needed. I'm not here to talk about your past. I'm here to talk about right here and right now what I'm looking for and what I think makes us a better basketball team and help us win games. And you said in that conversation, you were all in. I'm going to give you a realistic shot to find out. I'm not going to say, well, the DVOA says, I think that's a football term, but the DVOA says I should be starting a better defensive lineup. So Zach LaVine, I don't care what you've accomplished in this league and what you've done in this league. I'm putting you to the bench, and you just like it. I'm not going to do that. I think that's not how you treat or handle guys of that stature, at least right off the top. If we're going through the season and I've seen it, then it's not working out the way that I hoped or that we hoped, and we're not the team that I hoped we could be, then we can revisit that conversation, and I can see if I can make adjustments with the lineup that way. But to start everything off, I'm going to give those guys a benefit of the doubt to try and see if we can figure it out with them.
A defense adjusted value over average.
Is that exclusive to football?
Nerd. yeah.
I thought so.
That's a football. That's a football term. Appears it's a God. Nerds. I'm seeing this. Everything. It's in relation to fantasy.
Oh no. It's shout out. I got to get my team together. I think I got a draft coming up with the family.
Oh, good for you.
I'm not a big fantasy football guy at all. And every year I find myself in it with at least two teams.
I am all about business. I have never been happier that an idea that was created didn't sell.
What idea?
There was a fantasy football league idea that the premise was given to us. This is when you were on vacation. The premise was given to us.
I wish I was on vacation.
And and Kyle and I, one night, I started to get like a bunch of ideas. So I started texting them all to Kyle. That got Kyle's creative juices going, or he was high, one or the other. And he started firing off ideas. So we put this full page proposal together for a massive fantasy football league that involved us, Abe, Paul, even Kevin was going to be my ringer. Like, oh, it involved the, you know, all of that. And then our people.
Yeah.
And it didn't go through. And I remember thinking, thank God.
Fantasy hour with D-Law.
This would have been a monster. I thought the idea was amazing. I thought the premise of it, the way it was laid out, the sponsor, I thought it was incredible.
Yeah.
I just would have hated every second. Every second. And the whole bit was like you would be teamed with like Paul or something. Mm. And Jesse
wouldn't
would be
have teamed. Lamar on that team.
Definitely wouldn't. And my ringer was going to be Kevin. And Kevin was going to be the guy who made all of the picks that took us to the Super Bowl. We'll come back. As some of you know, Trista spent the last few days with me, and that resulted in a lot of time of us just sitting and talking. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, she was like, man, you know, we were talking about the W, and that's probably a conversation. We were talking specifically about the Connecticut Sun. Mm-hmm. She's like, man, why are all these NBA teams selling? And that brought up a what if.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
More specifically, a what would it take?
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
And there's going to be a contingent of Fink Kings fans that are going to love this conversation. And we'll get to it next. James Hamm at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. D'Lo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wild.
Katrina, aka Tasha, said, "Wild ass take. Y'all just haven't had good oatmeal raisin cookies."
Yeah, newsflash, yeah, Katrina. You're right. You haven't had one either.
Boy, when Katrina's right, she's right. We haven't.
Next one will be the first one.
Yeah. Congratulations to the next oatmeal raisin cookie.
He ain't never lied. Real quick, I want to ask you guys a quick, because I want to get to what you were saying.
I don't remember what
I was
saying.
Yes, it's the worst cookie of all time. Yes, if that's your question.
It was about the, you said people would like what's going to be said.
Yeah.
But are we buying what your boy Dylan Gabriel said after that preseason game? Are we buying that?
No.
The shot?
So he said the shot, then you heard the explanation?
Oh,
he's like, no, I wasn't. No, not at all.
No. Emphatically, no.
Who are you talking about, Dylan?
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt because I'm a nice guy. But it makes no sense for me to give him the benefit.
No, don't give him. Why are you giving him the benefit? Who else was he talking
big,
about?
Big
why
would Dylan Gabriel that? Guy yeah, over here.
Who else was he talking about?
But why would he say
get
that?
Let's get the Dylan Gabriel jersey for.
Why would he say what? Why would he clean it up after? Why would he say it initially?
Why would he initially say that?
Because he's.
Oh, he's feeling himself.
Yeah.
Feeling himself after his pick six?
He's not jealous. I don't know if it's the right word, but I'm sure. I've worked blah, blah, blah to get here.
No, I'm going to get this off.
This guy throws a pick six and comes back. Hey, man, it's about being competitive, not entertaining. Yeah, as the other team's running down the sideline. What the hell are you happy about?
You're just on his side right now.
That explanation pissed me off.
Sakirna Bagley asking, himself? Are you a Dylan Gabriel supporter?
No.
Oh, yeah, by the way, we got a new supporter team for him.
Really?
Yeah. It's a college team.
I was only gone 2 days.
Oh, he said it, and just the entire chatty house, me, Kyle, we all just let a groan.
I don't know why this, I said.
When has he ever, hold on. No, don't do that. When has he ever been like, oh yeah, I'm an LSU supporter in the 5 years we've done this show?
He's heard
LSU?
Exactly.
You heard it.
Exactly. He's an LSU supporter.
You know the family
supporter.
From there. You've heard me say South Carolina too. In all sports, South Carolina.
The face
too.
You're making, like literally, the face, like all everything you're feeling is how we were yesterday, bro. It was like, all right, Kenny, this is we've had enough.
I want to see them be successful. Like that, I just don't want them to beat Michigan.
That whole fan board thing that we have, like I questioned him being part of that. It's kind of ridiculous at this point, bro. I'm glad you're back.
Wait a minute, you? He's still on the fan board?
I tried to kick him off, but it's like, what else am I going to throw on there?
I'm like the NFLPA president.
Oh yeah. Lloyd Howell over here.
Lloyd Howell's good by me, pal.
Hey, but you know the family out there, man. So I'm all, you know, I want to see them be successful. You know what this really spawned from, though? You're not going to
like this.
Can
I answer Jesse's question?
Absolutely.
In 5 years, never.
Thank you.
You know never. What? You
never,
didn't hurt me say, hey, man, shout
never.
Out to LSU, man. Go Tigers.
No, we haven't.
What?
Yeah, go Tigers.
No, that's such a... He's just lying to our face right
no,
now.
No, this the is really happening. People know this.
He's lying to us because we're getting fired.
I think that might be true.
He knows. Yeah.
And it's just us.
Yeah, he knows something.
It's just us. Email I got yesterday was premature. They were supposed to announce that show after I was gone.
It all goes back to Kyle's conversation with Miller. That we caught around the corner.
Oh, whose side are you on, pal?
Yeah, but whose side is he on?
The closest you've ever gotten to supporting LSU was like an Angel Reese shout out. You've never even said LSU. It's just been Angel Reese.
You know what No. What we said once is we'll go with Rich from anywhere to an LSU game.
Yeah.
That's it.
And I said, I was like, yo, I got to get out to Baton Rouge. I got to get out to Baton Rouge.
Okay, hold on. Is your family from Baton Rouge?
No, they're from New Orleans.
But well, then what college is in New Orleans then?
And I'm not going to, this is what we talked about. I'm not going to be like, I support Tulane. Oh, I support Xavier. No, I'm not interested in that. LSU is the state football team. So, yeah, LSU.
They're calling you KSEC now.
Well, this is where it spawned from. I watched the first episode of the SEC Netflix show. You ever seen that?
I don't think I have.
It's actually...
It existed.
I've only seen one episode, but it goes through...
It's newer. It's season.
Seasonal. I think it's been out for maybe a month or so.
Okay.
But it went through the whole last season.
I got to watch Jerry tonight.
I know. I saw the first half of the first episode.
I saw Jesse's text.
I'm halfway through
right.
Episode three.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 10 parts?
Eight.
Episode three is the Niners episode.
Oh, yeah. I need to tap into that first. I'm going to have to just wait about or Jerry talking about gambling on an oil wheel or whatever he's doing. I have to wait on that.
That's the first 5 minutes. Sorry.
No, Jerry's a star. Hey, Jerry's a star. Jesse, Jerry's a star.
Yeah, I was texting you guys this morning. Jerry's not even the most unlikable person in that show.
Jerry is a star.
Herschel Walker in that show. Yeah, Cowboys thought it was a good idea to trade Herschel Walker. No. I don't know why the Cowboys traded Herschel Walker, but Herschel Walker was ready for them when we played him with the Eagles. What are you talking about? Nothing, why do you keep referring yourself to the third person?
There's nothing about that's surprising given Herschel Walker's
exactly.
recent decision making.
Exactly.
Cowboys gave up on Herschel Walker. All right.
CTE son. That's
Man,
what he is.
Facts.
But so you're not gonna like this either.
Shocker.
But it's spawned for I saw the first episode.
Getting
of that.
Fired and
oh,
this.
This was crazy.
I saw the first episode.
Hold on, go ahead.
It is heavy on South Carolina and LSU, i.e. Brian Kelly.
Okay.
And Brian's like, are we a little too harsh on Brian Kelly? Are we a little too harsh on Brian?
You see what happens when you leave?
So we a little too harsh on Brian Kelly. He out here just playing the game. He's just playing the game.
You are corporate KC to the fullest, bro.
Man,
like, let's be honest. You side with coaches. You side with the owners.
Man.
Brian Kelly went back to his
Brian
I think he's
Kelly.
From
you know,
Brian Kelly, Baltimore Colts, all of his teams to get everywhere he went for his next job.
They all do. What did Nick Saban do to you guys?
Yeah, I hate Nick Saban.
Nick Saban, all right with me, man.
You like Dabo Sweeney?
No, I don't like Dabo. There ain't no.
Not yet. Wait
no,
till we get to episode four.
There ain't no Netflix doctor that can make me like that guy.
This Clemson episode eight. Dabo, he's not so bad, guys.
No, just wait. He's going to lead the show a month from now. You know, Dabo might be misunderstood.
Dabo is completely understood.
You know how I know I'm getting fired. My contract's not being renewed. Jazz ain't been in the chat in 4 months. She sent like three messages today.
I did notice when Jazz came in here. Hi, Casey.
Oh, yeah, she knows.
She said hi to Kenny for
she No, she knows because she knows. Like, she knows. This
We're
is
so
it.
Cooked.
This is
oh,
it.
Oh, man.
I didn't think I was taking you down with me, but.
I guess we're both going Fox.
I guess, hey, look, well.
This all that's going on is Aaron is Jerry Jones and you're Micah Parsons. That's all that's going on. Week one, we're going to get this done, and it's going to be lucrative.
What? How far away is week one?
Well.
Because I'm at training camp holdout at this point.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say a week and a half. That's my prediction. Speaking of.
Yeah.
Did you see that video with Micah Parsons?
No, whatever.
Hey, just go to Twitter and type in Micah Parsons. It'll probably come up, man. It's cool. It's cool. It's whatever. But, all right, man. He was just having fun. That's all. That's all, man. It's good.
First thing I got was a clip of the doc, and it's a 49ers one. I don't know. The clip didn't pop up. You might have to give us something more specific.
Is this an actual clip of Michael Parsons?
Yeah, it looks like it was him at Penn State. They were doing. There it is. I'll just scroll down three times.
I'm gonna leave that one alone.
Hold on. Wait. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait, Micah Parsons. What is it? Micah Parsons, Penn State, you said?
Micah Parsons.
If you just scroll down like far enough.
To MLF or ML football. That's
what he was having fun. Shout out to
him. Oh, dear. All right. I'm going to leave that alone because I want to read what this says. Yeah. It's a clip from the documentary. It's Jerry talking to Micah. I'm proud of you. You know that, okay? It's a disappointment, but it wasn't because of you. All I want to do is win. I know that, but I love you. Yes, that's Micah talking to Jerry. All right, well, that's sweet. I love you until I have to pay you anything.
I still think he's there week one.
Found the practice. I found the video you were referring to. Sorry. All right. In any event.
That's a crazy video.
I got to start watching that doc.
Nah, I watched. It was just late. That's why I didn't finish it. But it's good so far.
I haven't. Have you watched the Diana doc yet?
No.
Oh, yeah. I want to watch that. I haven't seen it yet. Trista was raving.
That on Netflix?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
Because it's called Taurasi, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen it on Netflix then.
Yeah. I just want to hear about. Because she says they talk about it in there. I want to hear her going after Penny, her wife. Because Penny was married at the time, as I've said, to a very good-looking man. He's very uncomfortable. Diana was dating Lauren Jackson.
Mm.
And remember, you talk about drama in a league. The Mercury used to play the Storm in the playoffs or Western Conference Finals every single year.
I don't think I knew that.
That Diana and Lauren were together? Yeah. Diana's relationship with Lauren ended because she started a relationship with Penny. And they've been married ever since.
That's the one thing I think, one of the things that us as sports fans got to get used to. These couples in the league.
In the W, yeah, it's crazy.
It'd be happening in the W.
Couples in the W is crazy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.